Opening arguments are set for today in the corruption trial of Atlanta's former mayor Bill Campbell. Federal authorities have charged him with racketeering, bribery, and tax fraud. Some of the allegations involve the city's affirmative action program. Campbell has long argued the investigation is a witch hunt, fueled by people who opposed his policies. Josh Leves walks us through the history of this case.
Some of the allegations against Campbell came to light during his second term in office. In 1999 and 2000, the mayor came under fire from some private companies and the conservative Southeastern Legal Foundation for allegedly using the city's affirmative action program as a guise to reward friends and contributors. In an interview in 2000, Campbell denied it.
It's sophistry, it's outrageous, it's disingenuous, and of course it has no relation to reality.
Atlanta's affirmative action program reserved about a third of city contracts for businesses run by minorities and women. The allegations were that Campbell used the program to funnel contracts illegally to certain people. The FBI launched an investigation, and as news of the probe was leaked, Campbell went on the attack at a news conference.
The federal authorities have asked racially provocative and politically motivated questions of some of those they have interviewed. Why is this happening? Perhaps there is political motivation. Perhaps there are ideological differences regarding my aggressive stand on affirmative action.
But the federal investigation grew and included things well beyond the affirmative action program, such as Campbell's speaking fees and alleged use of taxpayer funds for a personal trip to Las Vegas. In August 2004, 2 years after Campbell's term ended, the Justice Department unveiled a 7-count indictment against him, alleging all sorts of misconduct. It said he accepted more than $150,000 in cash payoffs and more than $100,000 in illegal campaign contributions from city contractors. U.S. Attorney Sally Yates said Campbell allegedly solicited and accepted about $55,000 from one computer contractor.
The indictment alleges that a friend and golfing partner of Mayor Campbell's, who was also a subcontractor to the computer contractor, talked to Mayor Campbell about providing Y2K services for the city. The mayor asked, "What's in it for me?" The contractor told him, "Whatever it takes."
The indictment barely mentions the minority business program, though it says one city consultant marketed his status as an approved minority business to solicit payments and personal benefits for Campbell from city contractors. The investigation has already led to convictions of 10 people, including 3 top members of Campbell's administration. Some of those convicted are expected to testify against him. But Campbell, who now practices law in Florida, has vowed a battle to clear his name. He showed up to the Justice Department's news conference when the indictment was unveiled.
These prosecutors no longer will be allowed to do as they have had, and that is to tarnish reputations, to ruin lives. As I said at the beginning, I've done nothing wrong.
After a long series of delays, largely caused by Campbell's building and rebuilding his extensive legal team, Atlanta will now finally see whether federal authorities have the evidence to back up the allegations and whether the former mayor will go to jail or walk free. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.